There's a minhag in Meiron to throw begadim, to throw clothes into the fire. And Chassam Sofer, regarding this minhag, bechlal about the whole inyan of Lag BaOmer, he had difficulty with. And it wasn't just the Chassam Sofer, it was others too. But what type of a minhag is it to throw clothes into a fire? Charetz bal tashchis. How do you justify this minhag of sreifas begadim? Throwing clothes into a fire on Lag BaOmer. Let's try to explain that in Mitzvah Hashem and a few other things along the way. But particularly, an interesting question. The Medrash tells us that there are 9 people who entered in the Gan Eden alive. Elio is the most famous, Serach Bas Asher, Yeshua ben Levi. One of the tzidkanios on that list from the Torah is Basya Bas Parah. Now, we know that Basya has a big schus, that she saved Moshe's life, but it's really a very exclusive club to enter into the Gan Eden Chai. And how is that mitzvah, if you will, mida keneged mida to that schar? Okay, so let's begin the inyan of Seifas HaBegadim, this week's Parashat Tazriya Metzaira, and to begin speaking about the whole inyan of Tzaras. Chazal tell us, that Bas Parah, Basya went down to the river. And Chazal tell us that she went down either to be Nizgayer or because of her Tzaras. Now it's interesting that Bas Parah, Basya has Tzaras. Like why and from where does she have Tzaras? Interesting also to note is that Parah also has Tzaras. Chazal say that he shechted many Jewish children in order to bathe in their blood, thinking that it would help his tzaras. So Parah has tzaras, Basya has tzaras. So we explained many times that really the chayra, the whole inyan of this tzaras in the house of Parah goes back to Parashas Lech Lecha. That when Avram and Sarah come down to the house of Parah, and Parah grabs Sarah, so the Torah tells us, Vayinaga Hashem es Parah ves Beisai, al dvar Sarah yesh Avram. The Torah says that Vayinaga negoyim gedoylim, that Sarai brought upon Parah and the whole house of Parah in the Goyim Gedolim, Tzaras. And we don't find anywhere that they were healed from that Tzaras. What ended up happening, it would seem from Chazal, is that the house of Parah was afflicted with this Tzaras. And instead of it being like as a chayv for them, to their detriment, it seemed like it became like an elite status to have this Tzaras. Especially if you're the top of the klipa. So, I mean, the house of Parah had tzaras, and everybody else who didn't have tzaras wasn't in the club. And therefore, this inyan of Bas Parah going down to the river, lehizgayer, or to rid herself from the tzaras, is almost like one inyan. She's freeing herself from this klipa, going back to Vayinaga. Vayinaga Hashem es Parah ves Beisel v'negoyim gedolam advasayin eshes avram. Chazal tell us that when she went into the river, she became healed. Not because of the river, but when she touched the teva of Moshe, the Medrash says she became healed. How does that work? By touching the teva of Moshe, she became healed? So the Zohar Kodesh explains the Medrash. And Tikkun Zohar and Tikkun Chafalif explains that Moshe was a tzaddik. She saw the Shechina was upon him, Vatera Oisa Ki Toifu. Kitoifu, that goes back to the Or Kitoif, the Shechina was upon Moshe, and she touched the Teva, and she became healed, says the Zohar, because Moshe accepted upon himself her Tzaras. And this was Moshe, he became the leader of the Jewish people because of this Midah, that by Yar B'Siv Leisim, he saw their suffering, and he would kesey to be mekabel upon himself their suffering. So Moshe became afflicted with Tzaras. And when Moshe comes to the Sneh, he becomes healed from the Tzaras. Sha'ani Alecha Me'araglecha, says the Zohar, that's the healing of Moshe from the Tzaras of Bas Parah. But that took place 80 years later. It could be that Moshe was afflicted with this Tzaras, and that's why he grew up in the house of Parah. I mean, Basya had to sell to the house of Parah that she actually gave birth to this guy. How was she successful in that? Well, the fact that Moshe had Tzaras was a simon that he came from the house of Parah. And it could be that he was living in the house of Parah because he had this Tzaras. Nobody asked questions. But he wasn't accepted as a brother to Bnei Yisrael. And it could be that as a tzaras, he spent time michutz l'machaneh, which is why we find Moshe when he encounters the Sneh, he's traveling, he's walking around in the Midbar with the Tzon. He was a right Tzon. I mean, he was out in the fields by himself. But he found Hashem, just like David HaMelech did, through those trips, those travels, those hikes, spiritual hikes that he was having, and being misboided with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it could be as follows. And in the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu accepted upon himself her tzaraas, he had to give over his levushim to her. And he gave over those levushim, and now Bas Parai had the levushim of Moshe, which is Vatera Oisai Ki Toivu. She had that Or Ki Toiv of Moshe Rabbeinu. And this would be meduik somewhat in the pasuk, Vatelech Bas Parai Lirchatz Al HaYeor. Yeor is Lashon Or. She went into the river and she came out with Or. And that would explain how it is, just parenthetically, going back to our original question, that Basi was Zechet coming to the Gan Eden Chai. Because really we can define these two Madrigas of Tzaras and Or as what we find in the Torah, that after the Chet of Adam HaRishon, that Adam got what's called Kosnas Or. Kosnas Or with an Ayin. As opposed to what we find like Rabbi Meir in his Torah, Chazal say, Kosnas Or with an Aleph. And in the Hakdama Tetikuni Zayin, Daf Yid Aleph, Yidam Adbeis, the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai and the Zohar Kodesh explained, this is the secret of Borei Me'ori Ha'esh and Havdala. Vayas Hashem Elokim La'odim La'ishtos Kosnas Or Vayalbishem. He says, this is what's called the Or of the Nachash, the skin of the Nachash. And he goes on to explain here and elsewhere that there's what's called Or with an Ayin and Or with an Aleph. And the whole secret of Borei Me'ori Ha'esh is the transformation of Kosnas Or, which is the skin of the Nachash, into Kosnas Or with an Aleph of light, which was the appearance of Adam HaRishon Koidem HaChet. And as he explains, Vayter in Tikkun Chafal, like we had mentioned earlier with Basi Bas Parai, what the Zohar there explains, that what's the whole inyan of the HaNachash HaYa'arim? The Zohar explains that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating all of the Nivraim on Yom Vav, he was giving them levushim. And every niver had a levush. But Shabbos came in, and Hashem Kivyachu didn't have time to make the levushim for the Nachash and the other Mazikim. They had no levushim. That's why Nachash was jealous of Adam, because he didn't have any levushim. But if he's looking around and he has no levush, which levush would he want the most? Of course, the levush of Kosnas Or, with an Aleph of Adam HaRishon. So therefore, he was machshuchim because of his kinah. And there was an exchange which took place. The Nachash took the Kosnas Or of Aleph, and Adam HaRishon got the Kosnas Or Ayin of the Nachash. And the Zohar explains that our skin, which we have, is what's called Mishcha Dechavya. This is the skin of the Nachash. This is not real skin of Adam HaRishon. So we took his Madriga, Kosnas Ayin Or, and he took our Kosnas Or with an Aleph, the Adam of Adam HaRishon. Where do you see that? Because the Levushim and the Begodim of the HaRishon went to who? To Esav, to Nimrod. That's the Nachash. So there was an exchange. Meaning to say, that just like we find by Moshe and Basia, that Basi had the Tzaras, Moshe had the Or, and Moshe accepted upon himself her Madriga, and there was a switch of Levushim. So too, by Adam, and going back to the Chet of Adam and Chav with the Nachash, that there was an exchange of Levushim. He had the Kosnas Or with an Aleph. The Nachash had the Kosnas Ayin with an Or, because he really didn't have any Levushim. And there was a switch which took place. And the secret, therefore, of Havdalah, says the Zohar Kodesh, Boirim Ori Ha'esh, is the secret of being Mesakin the Kosnas Or with an Ayin, the Kosnas Or with an Aleph. Because on Shabbos, the Zohar Kodesh, we come into the world of Shabbos, which is like the Gan Eden. So we have Kosnas Or with an Aleph. We have the Begodim of Light. Shabbos, Yom Tov, these are times that we dress up. Ksus Nekia. That's what he calls Ksus Nekia of Shem Bayachai. But amongst the Shabbos, it goes away. Vaya of the Nefesh. So my Mele, bring out the Boyim Ori Ha'esh to be Mezachich, that Or which we now have, which is the skin of the Nachash, once again to be like Or the Madrig of Light. What's interesting is that if we understand that Moshe Rabbeinu has this healing of Tzaras at the time of the Sneh, the Sneh was Esh. The Sneh was Esh, because that's the Borei Me'ori Ha'esh, which is Mesakein, the Levushim of the Nachash and the Levushim of the Rishon Kodem Achet, from Or Ayin to Or Aleph. And we found the same thing by Matan Torah too, that the whole Seder Matan Torah can be one of which goes from Tzaras to Atzeres, like we explained. The Klipa of Paro is Tzaras, that's that Tumah. And Bnei Yisrael left, and we count 7 weeks, which is 7 days of a Mitzrayah, until we come to the Yom HaShmini, where we turn Tzaras into Atzeres. And Chazal say that at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Merapik Kol HaMumim. Anybody who had a mum, whether it was Nida, Zayv, Zava, or even Mitzrayah, the Medrash says, Chazal say, Even the Mitzrayim had healing by Shavuos. And that's the Eish B'Rei Shahar. The Kivshan Eish B'Rei Shahar is that Eish, the Bo'er Meyo Eish, which is Mitzakin, the Begadim of Or Ayin into Or Aleph. So what you could say that Moshe Rabbeinu spent 7 days by the Sneh, and on the 8th day, Hashem says, go beat Aaron. Hashem gets upset with Moshe. And then he has to go find Aaron. You're going to see Aaron, he's going to be very happy. So what's the beginning of the pasuk at the end of the pasuk? He gets upset, he says, go and find Aaron a Kohen. Mishnah is like this. Mishnah is that this is going to be the healing of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because he's going to see Aaron a Kohen. Aaron is the Kohen. And now that after 7 days of being with the Kodesh Baruch Hu by the Sneh, seeing Aaron is Vira'ah HaKohen. Behuva El HaKohen. You're going to see the Kohen. Aaron is going to be the Kohen. He's going to be Merapayu. But how did Aaron become the Kohen? That's in this Pasuk. Rashi says, quoting Chazal, Vayicha Af Hashem B'Moshe. Go and see your brother Aaron the Kohen. Aaron Achicha HaLevi. Vira'ah HaSamach B'Libai. Rashi says, Vira'ah HaSamach B'Libai. He's going to wear the Choshen, the Urim B'Tum on his heart. But how did Aaron become the Kohen if he's called in the Pasuk HaLevi? So Rashi explains, since Hashem got upset with Moshe, he took away the kahuna which was due to Moshe and gave it to Aaron. But this again is the tzidkas of Moshe. Moshe wanted it the whole time that Aaron should be bigger than him. That was the whole tie in the back of Moshe. He says, why are you sending me? Send Aaron a kohen. And here Moshe was matzliach in that Aaron came along, but he was able to give Aaron a kohen the kahuna because Hashem got upset with him. Moshe was very happy about that. That's why in this pasuk, we find and we learn that Aaron was zechet to the kahuna, Hashem says, go see Aaron the Kohen. That's the final phase of the Tara Moshe's Taras in seeing Aaron the Kohen, Vira Kohen. That's the Tara of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rajbi is the man of Omar here. Pshimon is the man of Omar who says, Bayuchah Hashem and Moshe, there was a Roshim which was left from that. There was a Roshim which is left from that Charenav. And it could be that Roshim that he's referring to also is later on, Moshe Rabbeinu gets upset at the Jewish people and they go into Eretz Yisrael and he doesn't. That was also Moshe Rabbeinu's Tzidkus. That he took it upon himself through the kas by Mimariva, by hitting the rock, that he got angry, Shumana Hamayrim. That was the Roshim from Hashem's kas, but it was a kas kedush. You can't say that Hashem's kas, anything bad would come from that kas v'shalom. But Hashem had a kas, and he left that imprint on Moshe Rabbeinu, and through Moshe Rabbeinu's halik a kas to kedusha. So the yidin go in, and the Moshe stays out. But Moshe Rabbeinu is the tzaddik, that he's able to accept other people's tzaras upon himself, so that others can benefit. So with this we can explain the question which we asked before. What's the inyan of throwing the begadim into the fire like Ba'imer? Well, in this process of going from tzaras to atzeres, we have to be mesaking these levushim of the kosnas or with an iron of the nachash. And the one who does it, that's Rashbi. That's the ish. By throwing the begadim, which represents the begadim which we wear, which is the mishcha d'chavya, the skin of the nachash, into that ish of Rashbi, that's the ish of Bo'mayrei ho'ish. That's the ish of the Sneh. That's the ish at the top of our Sinai. This is the ish which the Torah describes in the Torah's Reb Shimon, which is able to turn these begadim into the begadim of Or, like we saw before. Behat begadim is like Moshe Rabbeinu had when he was born. And perhaps with this we can explain something, which we find in the Haggadah, which is the beginning of that Seder of Tikkun HaTzaras. We have a conversation between Rabbi Akiva and the four Chaveim Rabbi Akiva, the Chamisha Zakein, who were sitting together in Bnei Brak, where it's Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And then the next memra in the Haggadah says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah comes along and he says, Hari ani kevim shivim shana, and I never said Yitzias Mitzrayim in the nights until Ben Zoyma came along. What does that have to do with the Haggadah? That's a din in Yitzias Mitzrayim kol yom v'yom b'shana. What does it do with Haggadah? And why is that juxtaposed to the memory of Rabbi Akiva that they were all learning up tonight? And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was amongst them. So it could be the pshat is like this. The shayrish of Haggadah comes from the chait of Adam and Chava. Because the first time that a word is used in Torah is its shayrish. And we find the first time the word Haggadah is used is after the chait of Adam. Hashem says to Adam and Chava, Mihigi d'cha ki'eramata. Who told you that you were Aram? That's Haggadah. The first Haggadah is Mihigi d'cha ki'eramata. That's the Nachash Haya Aram. Has to do with these begadim of the Nachash and the begadim of Adam Arishai. So Mamela, on Leil Pesach, there's a Ha'ara Gedayla, there's a Zichuch, because it comes from Shavuos, the Or of Pesach, a very big light which comes down, which is Mezachich the begadim. That's called Mihigi Dachaki Eramata. Rabbi Kiva was a ger. And we say about gerim, and the Gemara says, kashim gerim kasapachas. Sapachas is a form of tzaras, that a ger is like, has this klipa called sapachas of tzaras, which means that a Yiddish aguf is higher than a ger. That even after a ger is nisgayer, he gets a neshama, but his guf is not as mezuchach, it's not as pure as that of a yid who's born a yid. And Rabbi Akiva, his whole life, was working on being mezachech, this tzaras which he had, because he was from Ben Gerim. Which is what we find that in his death, he was zechet to that yotzen neshmas becha, they pulled off his skin, b'masreka shel barzel, Rabbi Akiva was very happy with that. That meant to say that he was being mezachech the guf, which is everything what he wanted to achieve. Rabbi Akiva was working on being mezachech this guf through the Haggadah, mihigid l'choke eramata. Rabbi Elazar ben Azai was a Kohen, and he was sitting together with Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azai was makabel upon himself, as the Kohen, this tzarah, so to speak, of Rabbi Akiva, so that Rabbi Akiva could be mezachech himself. And that's why immediately after that, Rabbi Elazar ben Azai says, "Harei ani kevim shivim shana." Why do we need to know that? Why dafka this memra? Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was he took upon the whiteness of Rabbi Akiva. He was only 17 years old, but he became white. That's a siman that he's mekabel the tzaras of Rabbi Akiva. Now, why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Why dafka him? Where do we see anything like that? Because we find in the Gemara that there's a conversation with Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Akiva says that it was one frog and they constantly hit it, and many frogs came out of it. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Rabbi Akiva, what are you saying? Kalich," he says to him, the lashon is, "Malacha itzel Haggadah. What are you doing with Haggadah? Kalich itzel Nagoyim v'Halos. Take your Haggadah and go to Nagoyim v'Halos." What is this? So he says, take your Haggadah and go to Nagoyim v'Halos. Nagoyim is Taras. The Koyach of Haggadah has the Koyach to be Mesakin and Mitayer, the Indian of Nagoyim v'Halos, which is Taras. Like we saw, Mihigidacha Ke'iramata. And it could be that this conversation between Makiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah took place on the night of the Seder. They're talking about the Makos Mitzvah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, through this conversation, he knew the greatness of Rabbi Akiva, that he wanted to mezach himself from that tzaras. He's makabel upon himself from that tzaras. Memela, he says, right after we mention Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah sitting through Rabbi Akiva, the ger and the kohen, harayna kevim b'shem mishana, that he became whitened, that's a simon that he was makabel upon himself, that tzaras of Rabbi Akiva. So, but there are, we could say as follows. This all connects to Lag Ba'omer. Because boire ma'oire ha'ish. Boire ma'oire is Gematria Shimon. Ha'esh is Gematria Meiron. So this Inyan, Bori Ma'ori Ha'esh, is a Reb Shimon Meiron Dika Inyan. Like the Zohar is explaining, to be Mezachich, that or with an Ayin, and an or with an Aleph. The Tachlis of that is going to be Shavuos. So Bori Ma'ori Ha'esh is Gematria together, is Gematria Shavuos. 772 without the Vavin, Shin Beis Ayin Tav. And the Shairish of that, we said, is Vayinaga Hashem. As part of his base of the Negaim Gedolim. That Vayinaga is the Shoresh of the story. Of Bimasaking those Negaim into Or. So Vayinaga Bimiluai is Gematria Lag Ba'omer.